Last night, the Bloomington Common Council approved a $2.5 million tax break for local biotech company Catalent. The tax break is being awarded as Catalent plans a $125 million expansion of its local facilities. Brian Payne, the city's Assistant Director of Economic and Sustainable Development, presented the tax abatement proposal to the council. He said Catalent's expansion will come in two phases and yield 200 new jobs.
The project completion deadline is the end of 2021, and the tax abatement years overlapping are 2020 through 2031. The total jobs commitment is 200 full-time permanent living wage jobs at a total annual payroll increase of $13.3 million, which is an average salary of $66,560 plus benefits.
Catalent currently has a personal property tax abatement, which the city granted in 2015. Payne emphasized this new tax break will only apply to Catalent's new property, not to its existing property. According to Payne's presentation, the amount of the tax break gradually decreases from 100% to 5% over 10 years. Payne said the arrangement is grounded in the community's need for wage growth.
Real wages have been largely stagnant in the last decade or more, so there's a real need for both high-wage jobs and jobs in general. And there are other housing pressures that exert extra pressure on those who do not make a living wage or need to make an increased wage.
Controller Jeff Underwood told the council the city will track any new employment created by Catalent. He said the city usually includes in its tax abatement agreements what he termed clawback measures, so the city has recourse in case the company doesn't fulfill its commitment. Council members Andy Ruff, Dorothy Granger, and Allison Chopra did not support the tax break for Catalent. Councilmember Granger voiced several issues with the proposal.
One is the impact on taxpayers in our community. That still resonates with me more than anything. The second thing is that Catalent is a publicly traded company. So who benefits from this? I mean, yes, we're going to have great jobs. We're going to have more people coming in, and I think that's great, but it's the investors, those at the top, really at the top, who have the money to invest in the company, and that gives me pause. And finally, Catalent is operating under a tax abatement already. They have one through Cook, and it's still in effect, and it's going to be around for a little while.
Councilmember Chopra said she couldn't support a plan that causes the city to lose out on tax revenue.
I like to look at the project and consider whether or not I believe that this development or this improvement would happen without this abatement, and I believe that it would. I believe that this business is obviously beholden to their shareholders. They have to make a profit, and they're making decisions to make good profits. So I like tax abatements when they really actually incentivize people to do things rather than reward. I do like the fact that Catalent, like their predecessors, the folks that used to own Catalent, Cook Medical, they're very good community partners. But you're not a good community partner because you're getting tax abatements. You're a good community partner because you want to. So I'm going to go ahead and vote no on this. I know that's probably not super popular, but I just don't see any reason to reward a company for doing what's in their best interest and that they would probably do anyway.
Councilmember Susan Sandberg was among the majority of council members voting in favor of the tax break. She said the city has few tools to incentivize businesses to invest in the community.
We don't want to view tax abatements as a tool that we just give for the smallest of reasons. As this has been presented to me, though, this is huge with respect to what we're trying to do in Bloomington, which is to make the playing field more level for great jobs with good wages and good benefits that this community absolutely needs more of.
The next meeting of the Bloomington Common Council is scheduled for February 20th.